Guys, welcome back to the Macro Golf Podcast. We're back with another episode for you. We've got Sam back here. Sam, how are we doing?
All good. I'm in the studio at the moment, enjoying the sunshine. So yeah, can't complain. Friday,
yeah. And we know the Friday feeling because it's a busy time of year for us. We will say that we're the opposite to golf coaches. We've mentioned this before on the podcast. And it really feels like it. We follow the general fitness trends more than following the golf trends. So that means that this time is a busy time of year for us. But it does mean that when the sun starts to come out and the weather starts to get warmer, hopefully it gives us a little bit more time and we can start to enjoy our golf a little bit more. So that is a bonus of what we do. We do get to enjoy the summer more. Yeah. Exactly.
100%.
Topic today is, we mentioned before, my passion. This is something I absolutely love talking about and I could talk about for hours and hours, but we're not going to do that. We're going to keep this nice and short and nice and concise. But we're going to talk about mobility and we're going to talk about the different types of mobility training, the purpose of mobility training, how mobility works, the truth behind what actual mobility training is. And we'll talk a little bit about the difference between mobility training and training for flexibility, training for range of motion, managing pain, managing symptoms, and some of the crazy stuff that people might have seen me posting or me doing, or for anyone that's in the Macro Golf app. A little bit of reasoning behind some of the videos that we've got in there and some of the purpose behind some stuff. So yeah, bit of a deep dive into mobility training today. And we'll try and link that back to make it a little bit more specific for golf as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's a really important topic that we get a lot of inquiries with mobility. And typically then you kind of delve down deeper into the issue and perhaps it's not actually a mobility issue. It's some other kind of things that we're talking about. And I think mobility in golf at the moment is not under attack, but almost has a bit of a bad rep for we live in a society now where it seems like if you're doing one thing, it means you're not doing the other thing. So people are basically saying for people doing mobility training, it means they're doing zero strength training or zero resistance training. And they're in that camp. And I think that's a really dangerous world. Like, that's not good at all. Obviously, we know a lot of our clients and what we encompass with our kind of approach is having everything, doing your mobility work as well as your resistance work as So I think mobility has come under a little bit of a bad rep. And I think a lot of that's just due to people misunderstanding actually what mobility work is and what it entails and the benefits you can get from that aren't just gaining range of motion.
Correct. Yeah. We mentioned in the mobility podcast, I think it was like maybe episode, might have even been episode 2 or 3 of the
pod. One of the early ones, yeah.
Really early episode. And we spoke a little bit about mobility training and I spoke a little bit about why I became interested and started really diving into this stuff. We spoke about our different backgrounds and how your dance background basically meant that really struggle with mobility, right? Like you were very flexible, you were mobile, you didn't really have things going on. You never had to kind of think about working on mobility. You just basically moved your body a lot, moved your body through many ranges, different planes of motion, different movements and stayed supple and stayed free, right? And I was talking about how my background was in strength training and bodybuilding and how I was basically strong and stiff. And we kind of spoke about that. And I think that's important for mobility training to talk about stiffness and range of motion and doing these things. And a lot of the work that we do with mobility training will be improving range of motion and improving the way that people move. And, you know, we can test for these things. We can improve the amount of rotation we have, or we can, you know, improve the amount of flexion extension we've got in different joints and different things. But I believe in a lot of the work that I do with my clients now is, I think goes a lot deeper than that. I think, as you just said, it goes deeper than range of motion. It goes deeper than our ability to move. And that's kind of what I like to do to distinguish between flexibility work and stretching and mobility work is I try and say that flexibility work will improve range of motion, where mobility work will improve the whole system and the way that the whole system works. So we've had some interesting conversations on this over the last couple of weeks, probably. And we thought it'd be interesting to kind of get those ideas out on here and discuss them out. So like before we met and before you kind of heard some of the weird stuff that I do, what were your thoughts on mobility training? Like when people spoke about mobility training, what was your initial kind of thought process on that? Because I think you probably were in the normal thought process of what mobility training is or what it encompasses, right?
100%. Because for 100%. But from 10 to 20, 23, 25, like my mobility training was just static stretching, flexibility stuff. Since then, going back and speaking to my head of dance at our training, like that's all now gone. That's not how you actually gain more range of motion, but that was just what was inherited, and that was just the systems that they use. Like there's way more methodical and quicker ways of gaining range of motion and actually through performance. But you're right, my viewpoint of that, just because I'd spent 15 years getting into dance, being super stiff, could barely touch my toes, to eventually being able to do the splits on both sides and box splits. And that was from years and years and years and years of just static stretching, essentially. So mobility, before I started kind of reading up into specific goal stuff and how that can affect performance, was just, right, we just do these movements and we're going to sit in pigeon, for example, and we're going to relax into that until to relax the joints, relax the muscles, so we can gain some range of motion without thinking, how does that actually refer back to performance?
Yeah, it's an interesting point there, because like the first point I'll raise is I give stretching a hard time. So for someone who's meant to be, you know, known for doing mobility training, whatever, I give stretching a bad rap. Like I make little digs, and then in the videos people have done, like, we just avoid static stretching. We don't do static stretching. We're not just stretching, right? But we also can't hide from the fact that stretching does work, right? In terms of, you know, if you go to a yoga class and people are doing static stretching, they will have greater range of motion than when they started, right? Like, static stretching does create a change, and it does actually allow for a greater range of motion. My thoughts on it are, that one, it's not the most effective way of doing that. It's not the most efficient and the most effective. And also, it doesn't provide a range of motion that is functional for that person.
Absolutely. That's so, the performance side, yeah.
Exactly. So we might gain more range of motion and we might gain more mobility.
But why? Flexibility. How is that useful?
But can we use it, right? Like, can we actually apply that then with power, yeah, with force, with speed, with strength, right? And I think that's where static stretching loses its basis. I think it's, We can stretch muscles and we can gain more range, but I don't believe that we gain functional range in, and we don't. I think it's only one piece of the puzzle. I mentioned this in the first pod we did on this. Like, I think it can work, but it's one piece of it. But yeah, that's kind of where people's thoughts go, right? People think of mobility training, they think of stretching, and they think of increasing range of motion. Which is fine. So maybe now I give it a bit of an overview on my thoughts on where I am this with it, because my thoughts keep changing.
Sit down, everyone. This might take a couple of hours.
No, I kind of mentioned it to you yesterday on my thoughts, and the more I think about this, the more I kind of try to get my point across in a different way each time to try and make it make more sense outside of my brain, if that makes sense. So I think the easiest way for me to describe what I like to do with clients and the way that I like to work is almost providing, let's say, for example, for you now, Sam, let's say, for example, you went and picked something up and you cut your finger, right? We don't just immediately go to hospital, right? We've got a process of like first aid that you might do on yourself, where you probably will clean the wound a little bit. You might bandage it up. Might rest it a little bit, and then you'll keep an eye on it for the next few days, and as long as everything's fine, you just get on with your life, right? I believe that in sport, and in, not actually, no, take that back, not interested in sport, in day-to-day life, I believe we miss this first aid in our movement and in our pain. So I believe that if someone wakes up one day and they have a bit of a bad back, their instinct is to book an appointment with a chiropractor or to go and have a massage or to go to see someone to fix their problem, right? I personally believe, and I've done this over years now of doing it with people and seeing it, that we can basically teach people how to create their own first aid on their bodies, similar to what we would with treating a cut or a wound, right? So if someone wakes up in the morning and their back's a little bit tight and they're a little bit stiff, maybe they've been training a lot, maybe they're a young, fit, strong athlete, but they've been really hammering training and golf and different stuff. Maybe they're slightly older and they've slept funny or whatever it is. I believe we can teach that person to provide a little bit of self-aid to themselves and solve their problem themselves at home. If that then doesn't work, they've then got the option of going and seeking further advice, right? So when I talk about mobility training, I talk about using techniques and using tools to basically provide first aid to yourself and the way that your body moves and to service your own body. Some of that is reactive. So like we said, Leah, we've got a bad back and we would react by providing some input and some first aid to that. And some of that is preventative. So we're improving the way that our body sits, the way that our body moves, and the way that tissue is, the quality of tissue, the way joints sit, imbalances, lack of symmetry, a lack of activation, weaknesses, all of the above, right? So when I think about mobility training, I don't think about how much range of motion do we have and how do we improve that. I think that's one part of it. I think what we're also doing is how do we learn to service our bodies and improve the condition and quality of our body, which will improve the way that we move and allow us to move free without pain, without restriction, and then go and do whatever we want to do, which is standing up and sitting down off the sofa or going and playing 18 holes of golf. Does that make sense? Because I've tried
hard. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And I've seen that with your clients and with users in the app and your golf fitness school guys. Like, that is 100% the methods you use. And it's so useful. Like, I know for a fact, we have had clients that before us have seen a chiropractor or osteopath or anything every couple of weeks for months or years, perhaps. And after a few months training, getting into these protocols, following some stuff, that cuts down to half the amount of time. Then even more. And then maybe they're checking in once a year. And then after that, they're not seeing them all the time. Like, it's fine. It's that kind of intrinsic, extrinsic. Do you just want to pay someone to fix the problem? Not even, I'm going to use quotation marks, fix the problem. Or do you actually want to learn to understand your body a little bit better? And not only just fix the problem and kind of solve the problem, but stop it coming back, like keep on top of it. And that's what's so important with the mobility work that we do with MacroGolf.
Yeah, and like just to go a little bit deeper on that, there are levels to this. And I always believe that the first stage is to manage the pain. So let's say, for example, someone's got pain, right? So let's say someone's got pain in their shoulder, in their back, whatever it is, right? Let's use back as a good example. The first stage of that will be doing some kind of desensitization of that area, right? So that's where we might use some tools. We might use, you know, balls, roller, whatever tool we're going to use or protective mechanism to reduce the pain. Then we'll go through some movement. But then later stages of that are loading. They are strength training. They are taking the body through the full range of motion, right? So let's say, for example, someone's got a shoulder problem. The first stage might be for us to go and smash the area, use the balls, all those weird techniques people will see me using, all these things, you know, using tools, doing things, strange movements, smashing around, rollers. Then we'll start to take that into the next level of progressively moving that and making it move in better ranges. And then we're going to load that thing. Then we're going to load you through all the different ranges. Then we're going to test it through full range of motion. And that's where the strength training comes in. And that's what we said earlier about like mobility work or strength training, people don't either. Everyone needs to be doing all of it, in my opinion. We all have little areas that we need to be fixing, little areas that we need to manage, have our toolbox of things to service our body. But then we all need to be doing some kind of resistance work and some kind of strength training as well. And I think to completely ignore mobility because we believe that, you know, maybe we have full range of motion, maybe we've measured our range of motion, we have perfect range of motion, to then ignore it, I think we're missing a huge part of being able to service our bodies and perform to our best capability.
Oh, 100%. Like take you, for example. I know that if we were to do a kind of mobility screening, standard mobility screening in the studio, there's probably not going to be a test that you're going to fail. That then doesn't mean that we shouldn't do any mobility work, because that doesn't then mean you're moving optimally through all those movements, right? We can still improve on like passing or failing a test, essentially. Yeah. Like those, it's increasing the quality of movement. And also, like, we were in the studio yesterday, both sat on the floor for hours doing a meeting. Like, we both then moving around, doing stretches. It's not that you, like, what am I trying to say? It's not that you need to do that to, right, because you want to get to X amount of internal or external rotation. It's because that feels good within the body. Then you know if you're going back and training or then playing golf, the body's in a much better position to do that, right?
Yeah, yeah. In the same way that, let's say, for example, we tested your internal hip rotation, right? Let's say as an example, and both of those would hit our metric of like being able to pass that test, right? But let's say, for example, one area of one of your glutes is actually a little bit tight, right? It still might mean that when you squat, you might have a little bit of a shift to a left or a right, okay? And let's say you do that time and time and time and time again, then suddenly you get a little bit of a pain in your back. And then you're like, oh, my back's starting to bother me, right? But if we start to service our body and look after this stuff, yes, you might pass the test. But can we service our body and check around for any of these little things that are starting to give us a little bit of kind of a warning sign before it starts to become a bit more of a problem? And that is mobility work. That is mobility training. That is getting on top of this stuff, right? And all of the best athletes in the world are doing this. They've all got people that follow them around. All the best players have all got people that follow them on tour, and they're all looking after this stuff. They're getting massage, they're getting checkups, they're getting all these things looked at and managed by someone else. And what I believe I do, I've been doing it for years now, is I show people how to do that themselves, and then they don't need to have that person, right? I believe strongly in that. I've got a good story on this actually for someone who's recently done the Golf Fitness School. Here's another thing. When we do these podcasts, when I filter these out, I can see like two different colors of like how much I've spoken and how much you've spoken. And I know already this podcast can be pretty one-sided. So we've got someone who's done the Golf Fitness School recently. And as part of the Golf Fitness School, they all do the macro golf, like a mobility screening at the start of this in the app. This guy passed every single test, like completely through, flew through every single test. Shoulder rotation, hip rotation, torso rotation, neck. Everything, right? All really good. If anything, a little bit excessive. When I then spoke to him, he struggles a little bit with hypermobility, overswing. He's had knee replacements. He's got shoulder problems, back problems, because he's hypermobile, right? Yeah. So surely the thought would be in your mind, the last thing we're going to do is mobility training, right? But when you see the type of work that we've done, we've not done any stretching. We've not done any end range work. We've basically taken tools and started to manipulate around tissue. So we've done a little bit of smashing on the front of his thigh. We've done a little bit of ball work into his back just to change how the tissue is, right? So just because that tissue is, or that person is hypermobile, it doesn't mean that their muscle and their tissue and their quality is good. We're 3 weeks into the Golf Fitness School now. This guy's completely removed his knee pain and completely removed his back pain. And that's from a combination of us smashing areas around, improving the quality of tissue, and then loading him in a safe range that's pain-free. By doing those two things together, this guy's pain-free within 3 weeks. He's not been pain-free in 5 years, and he's been paying a hell of a lot of money to a lot of people to try and fix this problem for him. He now has a solution on his own. And that's why I feel so passionate about it. That's why I talk about it all the time.
Yeah, it boggles my mind. I'm blown away with speaking to people sometimes, hearing how much they're spending on these treatments that keep coming back. Like, it's not, you're seeing an osteo for them to try and relieve something and do it, but then it's just going to come back because you're not changing movement patterns. You're not basically taking that problem and trying to come up with a solution. The only solution is, right, I'm going to go and see so-and-so, they're going to fix it, and then whenever it comes back, I'm just going to go back and do it. That's like, if you wouldn't do that in any other walk of life. Yeah. If you were paying, like, it's like paying a painter, and then every 2 weeks it goes back to what it was, and then you've got to pay them again, the painting again. And it's like this constant thing without actually looking at yourself and going, right, what can I change? What can I do outside of this to stop the problem coming back? And we know for a fact that, like, you can eradicate the problems completely and then actually strengthen them into parts of your body that are moving so much better than a weakness as such.
Yeah.
I want to do a story actually, because obviously this week we've been doing the mobility challenge within the Macro Golf app, which has been going fantastically well. We've had a great response. And there's been some movements there that I hadn't done before. So I used one of them today. I've got a client. She goes to yoga 3 times a week. We did the hip capsule release and some of the kind of external, internal stuff with my hip there. Tested her at the end with some movements. She was like, I've been doing yoga for 10 years. I've never been able to get into these types of positions that we got her in. And that's just the difference, right? It's the really kind of deep tissue quality that we're trying to change and the tension that you're releasing that... I actually think some of the stuff that I've done of yours, like, I think my body has felt better after that than, like, actually getting a physio in or a masseuse in, because I can do it because I know exactly where that point is that needs to be released. I don't need to tell them, oh, it's a little bit up, it's a little bit right, and then I get frustrated that they're not pushing in hard enough or da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, you can manage it completely yourself if you want to make it harder. If you want to take it slightly easier, you can use a different tool, like... You can pinpoint it exactly. Like, that's invaluable.
In the comfort of your own home, in a environment that you feel comfortable in, where you can get control of your breath, get control of the breathing, put the right amount of pressure. You saying you want more pressure, a lot of people might want less pressure. They're able to ease themselves off. Then they can control their breathing. Okay, now I'm ready for a little bit more pressure. There's nothing worse than having a massage when the person's going too hard and you then don't want it, and then you resist, and then you tense up, and then you don't actually get the result, and then they don't go hard enough, or they, you know, all of these things you get full control over, and it takes time to learn. But once you learn it and you learn how to do it and you learn how to do these positions, which is why I made all these videos follow along for that exact reason, you can do it to yourself. And when you get good at it, it's like the best gift you can ever give to yourself. It's like, I honestly believe that. But let's say, for example, this lady with yoga, let's say, for example, if maybe she, I don't know, sits down a lot during the day, maybe she's got a desk job, whatever it is. So if you think about her, how her hip would sit right in her socket, if she sat down all day, that hip's getting jammed right into the back of that socket, right round up into the top. So she can go and stretch her hip flexor, she can go and stretch her glute like she would do in yoga, but she's not going to change the position of how that joint is sat. If that joint is sat in and locked in its capsule, we need to do something to release that, to jam it back into place. And that's what we get with the hip capsule mobilization. We're not stretching. There's no stretch going on there. It feels like something is happening deep inside that glute, and you can't really even pinpoint where it is. But once we then move it down to some different positions and free it up, you're changing the condition of the joint. You're not stretching it, right? And this is where people get this result. And what's been interesting with the mobility challenge is we've not even introduced any tools into that. That's been completely equipment free, but just taking stretches that people think they were doing and basically putting them on steroids and saying, right, okay, that you're doing that stretch, great. This is now how you're actually going to do that stretch. You're going to contract muscles and relax. You're going to use your breath. You're going to drive yourself into the floor and then release it. You're going to activate around. Things. You're going to move around. We don't stop moving, right? So that's another way of doing it. Obviously, we can use tools, or we can do movements that are going to move people around. And, you know, there was a comment yesterday on the one where we're doing like a typical reach under stretch, which would be deemed as a really standard golfy actually stretch of, you know, thread the needle type move. But as soon as we apply some correct pressure, some contract, relax, and some breathing, and some proper loading, suddenly that stretch, everyone's like, what the hell? Like, I've never felt that doing this movement, right? I've never done that before. And that's where I just think we're missing the trick with mobility training in general. And I think when done correctly, this stuff really can change how you feel day to day and change how you move. And yeah, I mean, 10 minutes. That's what we've done with the challenge, 10 minutes a day.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. It's made such a difference. We've had people saying they've been able to train harder, play golf more, play golf better, like all of that stuff. I'm not going to say for absolutely everyone it's going to do that, but in time it will. Like, you've got to put the time in. You've got to really, I just think it's so valuable, like actually being in check with your body and how it's feeling.
100%.
And it's what we encourage so much with all of our clients, is for, especially with training and mobility work, with life in general, with breathing, like how are you actually feeling today? Like, what can we do? And then we've got our checklist. We've got our plethora of exercises and things that we can do to help with any of these problems.
100%. And yeah, and let's clarify something else here that probably does get misconcepted. What we're not saying here as well is that this stuff is going to fix you in terms of you're now going to be able to, you know, do this. It's going to change your golf swing, right? Like, this is not what we're saying with this stuff. We are saying that this is going to help your body move in the way that a human body should be able to move. And let's take into the account that we don't live like normal humans. We wear trainers, we sit down, we walk on hard surfaces. So we need to do something to actually regain our correct movement. And we want to do that for years and years and years until we get old, right? So that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to maintain correct movement. It won't change your golf swing, but it will definitely make you feel like you're more athletic, make you feel like you're freer, make you feel like you have less pain, and make you feel like you can be a little bit more loose in your movements, right? Like, that will happen, and you will feel a bit better for that. But yeah, it's been amazing seeing the comments in the chat of people's results, and people have sent me more messages one to one, and we've seen it's been amazing. But yeah, it's interesting saying that being a check, because that's kind of what my process is now. Every morning I'll go through a bit of like a self-check flow routine, and then all I'll do is, when I've done that, I'll then just write down a couple of areas or an area that felt a little bit interesting that day, and then that night that'll be then what I'll work on in terms of mobility. And it might be that one day I played golf, or maybe I walked and hit a lot of balls, and then maybe one side of my back feels a little bit interesting. So that night I'll just go down and service that area of my body and then wake up the next day feeling great. Like it really is that simple. It's not as if I'm testing how much rotation I've got and then like, how do I improve that? For a lot of people that will be part of it, right? And we can do that, but this is deeper than that. And I do believe it's deeper than that. And no matter how mobile you think you are, you can benefit from working on how your muscle moves and the tissue and the activation and all of the above to make you better athlete.
Absolutely. I think it's invaluable. I think it really is invaluable learning these things and just checking in with your body and being in tune a bit more.
100%. If anyone's got any questions on mobility stuff, let us know. But we did a really kind of purposeful job with the app to try and make this a little bit easier. Like we do believe in you being able to kind of have access to this stuff. So yeah, like in the app, we've got mobility tests. If you want to follow your range of motion, you want to check that stuff. But the idea is that once that stuff's checked off, we're not trying to add in more range of motion anymore. We're trying to just improve the way that you move. And that's where you can dive into the 10 minutes of routines or the body parts or the pain protocols and start working on this stuff. And yeah, if you can get the tools are cheap, but you don't need to do it with the tools. We've got a way to filter through equipment free stuff as well. So
absolutely. Just give it a go. And if one thing I'd say, guys, just start with, even if it's like 5 minutes a day of just some mobility work, like not even the app, like just go on YouTube, just go on some mobility flows. Like there's thousands and thousands of stuff. Like we're so lucky now living in this age with resources. Just check that in for a week and then just see how you feel. And I guarantee you feel better. And then if you can compound that over 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 6 months, a year, like your body will be so much more thankful to you for putting in the work.
100%. I'm glad I got that off my chest.
We'd had a conversation in the studio, guys, that I don't think I've seen Joe talk that passionately about something. So then when we came today to do the podcast, I was like, I know exactly what we're doing because we've got to get this out there. Because I think there's a lot of misunderstandings within golf and mobility and stuff. And I think it's, like I've said, I've probably said the word valuable 10 times already, but it's so important.
Yep. Agreed.
Awesome, guys. As always, if you do have any questions, just let us know. And if you've got any ideas for any other topics that you'd like us to discuss, send them over. And we'll catch you on the next one.
See you in a bit.